right, so Tommy has a trending report about our buddy Luke Bryan, who's the honestly, before I knew him, I knew him as a, like a country superstar, right? And I didn't know what he'd be like, but he is such a nice guy. He's from Georgia. We both love the Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs. And he was, you know, he had a positive COVID test in the last week or so. So he's been quarantining in Tennessee, but now he's making the trending report. How exciting!
How exciting! So,
how exciting for him.
Yeah. So he met his wife at Georgia Southern back in fall of 1998.
Caroline. Caroline.
It was this little bar. Caroline is her name. It was a little bar by their college. And so they dated, obviously, when they were back in school. They broke up and then they ultimately got back together. Now they are 14 years married. And he kind of said he credits their marriage to two things. I feel like everybody always says the first one, which is communication. I think we've all established that is imperative.
Boy, we can't do that well.
Yeah. But the second one is he said makeup sex.
He puts makeup on?
No, like as in when you get into a fight or an argument and then you do that afterwards.
Makeup sex.
I thought maybe he was putting on some rouge or something. Wow, no, what a guy.
And I found that to be so interesting. So I'm like, do they have like little tiffs and then that's when they have their makeup time? Because maybe that's the key, is to really express and have these little bickery fights and then have the makeup time. Because I'm one of those people that I don't like to fight. So I just either kind of am a little more passive and just kind of don't really, you know, I don't like to fight. So maybe if he's saying that this is the key to their marriage, maybe fighting, having little tiffs here and there isn't as bad as some may think.
So am I hearing you say that he plans a fight just to have the makeup?
I don't know if he necessarily plans it. He didn't go into much detail, but he did say.
But he knows when they're arguing, there's only upside at the end, right?
Correct, correct.
So, Tanya, but you are not one to confront. Is that what you were saying? Like, you don't like to argue or fight?
I don't like to fight. I'm trying to get better about expressing my feelings when I feel them. But yeah, I don't like to fight. So I tend to be a little more passive about things and then they build up.
They which is not build, good. They fester.
They fester.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you do, after the festering, do you say to insert any, you know, male name? Deb Patel. I was just thinking about that. I was like, you and Deb, right. when you guys have a disagreement. But yeah. do you do it calmly? Do you say, hey, look, I want to tell you, can you hear me and I'll hear you? I think
I get more emotional. So I start to cry and I go that route. Like, I'm not a fighter. I either just get really emotional. I know.
No, Sisney couldn't be more opposite.
I know.
She likes to make Michael cry.
0 to 60. No, honestly, I cry way more than he does.
Really?
But yeah, it's 0 to 60 over here. And then
you don't want to back down, sis. Like, you like to stand your ground and go through the whole thing.
Listen, I only fight when somebody accuses me of being wrong or when he's wrong. Like, that's why I don't think I'm a fighter. But if you tell me something that's not true about myself or our situation or whatever it is, I will defend it until I die, until I'm blue in the face. Like, because I'm so passionate about how right I am. I know. It's called winning, right?
Sometimes I'm right. Listen, guys, I think for Tanya and I, we don't categorize it. It's like, oh, wow, it's happening. That's so exciting. It doesn't matter when, before, after. It's like, this is happening. We're so excited. Are we fighting? Not fighting? Whatever. That's great. Let's go to the San Diego Zoo after this. Actually, we will. A 4-pack of tickets next.